Let's speak to Alison Morris from the Irish News. Good morning to you, Alison.
Good morning.
We're going to talk. Go back to our top story there, and that is the BBC Spotlight programme from Jim Fitzpatrick with Kevin Lunny, who was abducted on his way home 7 weeks ago and was badly beaten and injured and found 22 miles away in County Cavan. What are you hearing in terms of the policing operation North and South, Alison, in terms of progress?
I think that in the South, Drew Harris is coming under extreme pressure to try and show not just that he has a grip on this investigation, but also in terms of general policing along the border. There has been a lot of discussion about the fact that there are areas of the border which continue to operate in a completely different manner, I suppose, than the rest of the island. And there's talk that a lot of those places are in effect, completely lawless in terms of police and all that. And in this side of the border, and the PSNI, I've spoken and interviewed the chief inspector who's in charge of the investigation, Rowan Moore, about, I think, 2 weeks ago. He had said at that time that while they had a number of very significant leads, they clearly need, they have intelligence, but maybe not evidence, which is a very different thing. So yeah. What has happened is, I think that people know, and a lot of people in the local community know or have a good idea who these people responsible for the attack on Kevin Lunny are, but knowing and being able to prove who they are two very different things.
I'm looking at an article from you, I think it's from a few days ago, Alison, in the Irish News, a new threat issued against the five directors of Quinn Industrial Holdings. Tell us more about that.
Well, look, I mean, you heard from Kevin Lunny last night and the horrific nature of that attack. That was on September 17th, we're now in the first week of November last week through the Irish News. The people who were responsible for the attack issued a fresh threat against the directors. You heard what Kevin Lunny said, the kidnappers had said to him while he was being held that he must resign and they must resign. And so this threat was in very similar language. It threatened a permanent solution if the directors didn't resign from their post. It also threatened council workers or anyone who's taken that threat and posters which have appeared in the area. I think what it showed was, despite the amount of time that had passed and the public outrage that existed around this attack at the time, that these people have not been deterred, you know, that they're going to continue on with this campaign, and those directors are clearly still at very serious risk from further harm. And that, again, is going to have to obviously put pressure on police on both sides of the border to show that they're being proactive and actually able to get a handle on this, because up until now there's been over 70 attacks which were reported before the kidnapping. There has been no one convicted in relation to the intimidation of the attacks on the QIH directors, and I don't think that's a very good look for either the guards or the PSNI.
Yeah, and in terms of Leo Varadkar, he had said that extra resources will be deployed, security resources in and around the border. Will that be echoed and duplicated by the PSNI on this side?
There are extra police here going to that area, but I mean, you have to think about this in a wider context. So putting boots on the road, you know, and visible policing, you know, that gives a perception that there's a certain degree of control from the PSNI and from the guards in that area. But we're talking about decades of policing neglect in those areas, and for very specific reasons linked to the Troubles, those areas were very difficult geographically and all sorts of other ways to police at that time. And I think that what's happened is the hangover from that is that there's been an almost acceptable level of criminality that has taken place in some of those border counties where police have turned a blind eye to it, because it's easier to be able to gain the confidence of the community by turning a blind eye to sort of smaller petty crime. And that in itself then has created a sort of distrust and a culture of lawlessness, and I don't know how you start tackling that. That's something that I think that up until this attack, people hadn't really spoke about or considered. It was just accepted as the norm. And what's happened now, especially in the South, and I've been listening to a lot of the sort of radio talk shows there's a lot of talk about whether or not there's any kind of grip on criminality in a lot of those areas. And I think that there will be pressure, both on Drew Harris and Simon Byrne, to try and show at least that they're making some efforts to try and reverse that.
Alison Morris from the Irish News, thank you.